And a good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and once a month, we are pleased to be joined by a member of the Riley County Commission. This month, it's Commissioner Ron Wells, and normally he joins us in studio, but he's joining us via telephone here today. Good morning, Mr. Wells.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning, Brandon?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Well, not too good right at the moment. Apparently, my phone's got a poor speaker there that doesn't like my hearing aid well, but I'll muddle through.
Okay. Well, if you have any trouble, just let us know, and we'll try to fix what we can on our end here.
Sure.
Well, I know a lot's changed over the last few weeks, and you guys have had to really kind of revamp kind of everything you're doing at the county level. Let's talk a little bit about just how much of an impact there's been on operations here at the county level.
Well, it's been a handful because we've got the buildings closed, trying to make accommodations, you know, for the people that need to conduct business with the county. It's very difficult, and we're doing a very good job, I think, you know, considering the conditions. I'll certainly be glad when it's over, and I'm sure that our county staff are going to be needing a very long vacation or break also.
Well, yeah, no doubt about that. And there's obviously the one thing that comes to mind here has been the county meetings, and I know you guys are actually one of the few that's still meeting in person, but very limited access right now here to the public. That is something you guys are working on trying to fix, though.
Well, I noticed Shawnee County on TV yesterday several times, that I know Shawnee County is still meeting in person too, apparently, but we decided to do that. I like it better that way. We can have people come in for the public hearing comment in the morning, and we have people stationed at the door, so we keep the spacing, and so far it's worked out very well. Our department heads, a number of them are on Zoom, of course, and then we can always work with them also. But so far, it's working out very well, and I think we need to keep some continuity in the county.
As far as recording those meetings, I know there's been some discussion about maybe doing like a Facebook Live or some sort of video platform. Has anything come to fruition on that yet?
Thanks to Commissioner Ford. We started discussing that yesterday, and we talked to our IT. And we're going to start getting some ideas on what the best setup is. Facebook or such a thing like that's probably not the best, because it allows for people to make you know, rude comments. I mean, there's too many problems, I think, with Facebook. So we're going to look into live streaming. And of course, the COVID-19 takes forefront right now. But we're going to start planning on doing something to get the meetings on video or live streamed anyway to the public.
All right. Would that be would that include you guys continuing to meet there, or would you be at your homes, or how would that work?
Well, this would be a permanent setting. I mean, this would be going on after COVID-19, so we're still going to plan on meeting there at the where we meet in the commission chambers, because that's where the video, that's where everything would be set up.
Gotcha. Okay. And I know there's been some people who've criticized the reason that they're not being held. And I think, to be fair, you guys are doing the best you can here with the limited resources you have at the moment.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we work very hard at it, despite what you might read. The commissioners put a lot of hours a week in. You know, we're out on the road, visiting with people on complaints, checking gravel roads. I was out last week trying to find a solution for the brush at the landfill, and for private hauler, for private people. We put a lot of time in, and I think it's real important that we continue to operate the way we have been, because Raleigh County is one of the top functioning counties in the state.
How would you rate the work of your health department at this point? I mean, boy, they've been maxed out.
I tell you what, Julie Gibbs, that was one of the great hire. Feel very proud that we hired her. Doing a great job. We have a very high rating in the state of Kansas. Even Governor Kelly has spoke to that. And I think now we're up to 21 cases, but we were at 20 for about 3 days. So he's doing a great job, and she's available every day, gives us current updates, and bless her, she's going to need some time off too, I think, once this is over.
Yeah, no question about that. No, I totally agree. I feel like the health department has been very good with the media here, getting information out to us in a timely fashion. Kudos to them, and I know they're extremely overworked right now. But you're right. Hopefully, they'll get some much needed time off. Has there been? Yes, go ahead.
It's not just Julie either, Andrew. It's the entire staff up there. You know, they're all working very hard, equally hard. And of course, being the leader, like Julie, gets the notoriety. But our entire health department, great people, and they're going way out of their road to accommodate everybody during this during these extreme times.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. I don't know that we all knew the power that the health department could have on our communities coming into something like this, but rightfully so, I think, to limit the spread of the virus here, and we're seeing some of the results, I think, at least early on, we hope, that we're flattening that curve.
Well, I hope so, because I'm not an optimist or a pessimist. I'm kind of a realist, and what concerns me is watching the national news. We're not sure if or when this is going to end. I see there's been some resurgence in China and several other places where people that had been exposed had the coronavirus and had passed that point have gotten it again now.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's hard to say when it will, in fact, come to a close. As far as other operations, are you guys, has there been a discussion? I know you meet twice a week. Is that going to continue?
Yes, we are. I think it's very important to keep some continuity. I think is going to happen when we come out of this COVID-19, I think it's going to change people's habits and lives. And I think the way we're operating, we need to continue that just for well, actually, we have enough going on that we can at least meet for half a day twice a week.
Very good. Again, we're speaking with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells, and we do have the phone lines open here this morning, 785-537-1350. Anyone's got a call, and it looks like we do have our first caller here on the show. Go ahead. Good morning, caller. Yes, go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus with Ron Wells.
Okay. You know, the city manager of Manhattan and the mayor sat right here with In Focus talking about you'd be welcome to use their facilities at their commission meeting room to live stream to anybody right on the spot. And it's a shame that we don't have more testing in Manhattan. You would find out the people who don't have severe effects of the flu that are shedding the virus around town. And of course, the deal about coming up with it again when you feel good and are recovering, you get your dirty toothbrush out and brush your teeth, and then here we go again. You've reinfected yourself. Thank you for your consideration.
Well, thank you very much. Something I never think about. I even reused my, of course, I haven't had the COVID-19, but you are right about reusing your old utensils and things. I hadn't thought about that.
All right. And to his point, how is the relationship between the county and the city of Manhattan through all of this?
Very, very good. And just don't believe everything you read. A lot of times that's taken out of context and things. And I've got a list. I left it down in my office of all the things the city and county have worked on: the Wildcat Creek flooding, the Seth Childs corridor, quite a number of things. And we have an unfortunate here in Manhattan. We have a media that would like to create the friction just to sell stories, you know. And so it's not what you read. We actually get along very well.
All right. I know there's been some adjustments made also at the transfer station. I think that was discussed a little bit yesterday. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's that's been a handful. I've got quite a few emails because We tried several weeks ago letting people come in free so that our people wouldn't have to handle money and credit cards and any have any physical contact there. What happened, according to our public works director, is that they went from about 40 vehicles to 50 vehicles to several hundred, and we can't handle that. So right now, the transfer station is closed to just people that have accounts, businesses. And we are going to implement a policy. It'll be announced in the paper this week. Next week, starting on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we will start accepting brush from individuals, but it won't be household trash.
Okay. And we have somebody with a question here, back on here. This is it has to do with the landfill, so good timing. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well. I was just calling because, you know, Easter Sunday was, you know, just the other day, and I'm sure I saw a lot of people cleaning their yards and still, you know, with old debris from winter, like leaves and twigs from the wind and stuff. And, well, I loaded my truck down and didn't think about the landfill being closed. And, I've been going out to that landfill for years and years, and I've never had to make contact with anybody. The lady's always inside the window, away from people. And whenever I'm dumping my leaves and stuff, everybody's away from each other. I'm just basically got stuck with a truckload of leaves and stuff and nowhere to take it. And I was just wondering, if you can tell me when you guys may be opening back up, or if there's something else I can do, that's all I have to say. And thank you very much, and God bless y'all, and I hope everybody stays well.
Well, thank you very much for the call. To answer your question, if you can hold on, we're going to start allowing what you have, your yard waste and limbs and stuff, you can dump those starting next week. It'll be on Tuesdays and Thursdays each week until such time that we get past this COVID-19.
All right. We sure appreciate the question. We'll take more calls here as the show continues. We're going to go ahead and take our first break, though. We'll be back with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells when we return on InFocus, News Radio KMAN.